This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, playing the devil's advocate. Often, I'm of two minds when I hear about exhibitions which are gender-specific. One part of me says that art exhibitions are dominated by male artists, and at the international level, white males, then closer to home, our own male artists. Women are underrepresented. Yet on the other hand, to have only women artists represented seems that their concerns are unique to them as a collective. Issues about human awareness, self-discovery and sensuality. But a single gender-only exhibition also suggests that we ought to have other categories based on race, religion, class, where you live. There is violence in division, violence in naming. With me are Lisa Fu, an artist, and Jamal Al-Idrus, the co-founder of Artemis Art and the curator of the exhibition Facets by a collective of women artists called Cerebral V. Welcome. As a participating artist, what does being underrepresented mean to you? How does gender play in your role as an artist?
For me, it's like I don't see it as the gender. I think it's more like the person is themselves. But seems like people emphasize too much on the gender, you know, and I don't believe that that's the true thing about it in that sense.
And yet the exhibition underscores that, though. So is that the curator's issue?
Well, it is physically, if you look at the exhibition, yes, it is five female artists. In terms of content, you will see that the messages are not women-specific messages per se, but with the exception of maybe one artist. But even then, if you look underlying the feminist messages that Yanti Ismail, one of the participating artists, has, is the underlying precept of the reason to be, which is actually quite universal in itself. In terms of the curatorial direction, we really did not want it to be an exhibition that was specifically focusing on women's issues.
But your foreword, your messages all underscore that. And sometimes I wonder how much attention is paid to when you're busy marketing a show. So you want to have a specific angle and then you raise those expectations. I think that art is contingent upon the artist as opposed to I belong to a particular class, therefore I represent the class.
Fair comment.
Tell us about this collective. Five of you, six of you?
There's actually six of us, and we have one of our friends who has decided to not continue for just this exhibition because of personal family affair thing. And then there's five of us now.
The collective, what do you do for each other?
Because usually artists work in isolation and they sometimes need to have someone else to maybe critique or look at that work and maybe to emphasize certain things and sometimes also to bounce off idea in that sense. And I think so far it's sort of our each other's work inspire one another. You know?
And I think it's a good opportunity to introduce the five, actually. So apart from Lisa, we have Christine Das, who's a painter. We have Jasmine Kopp, who is a multimodal artist. So we will be seeing her sculptures as well as her prints and one painting. And then we have Lisa, of course, and then Pujita Menon, another painter, as well as Yanti Ismail. Six was supposed to have been Yazrina Yazid.
What is the role of this collective? And it's no accident that the collective is made up of women also.
Actually, it was Christine and Pujita who wanted to have this group so that we can exhibit our work because she's seen our work. And we felt we needed this group to put us together and be sort of like an inspiration to each other in that sense.
Is this exclusive?
Yes, for now, six women, and I think we want to include maybe in the future more
Women or just more artists?
more women first, because I think it gives us the opportunity to work together in that sense, not necessarily in terms of the art, but work together as in like putting a show together and then pushing boundaries in that sense.
Does your gender play a role in your process of making art?
For me, I think physically, because I do installation art, it's like something that I can sort of work with. I usually use found materials and things that is available. But for me, it's just that I'm an installation artist and I work within what I can physically work with. But mentally, I can really push the boundary in that sense. Like for Jasmine, she is really something.
She uses wire, doesn't she?
And she uses a lot of things in her works. The ones we will be seeing are a mixture of her corsets, which are constructed from wire, and several other materials, including crochet thread. And then you also have a stone sculptures. Where Jasmine comes from, her works are a study of human sensuality. And she came along this path through personal accident. She had a very bad fall sometime in 1998, 99. And because of that, she had to wear a support corset. From her experience dealing with the pain and the fact that she was wearing a corset, it got her to think more about the corset, the entire evolution of her series, which deals with human sensuality, originated from that.
Because you are women creating art and thinking about how you're going to represent these ideas, how much of the ideas get filtered through your lenses as women?
I think it's more like how I view the world, and this is what I want to express. I think most of the other artists has the same feeling. Of course, we have different issues that we look at, and it's not necessarily about women, you know, in that sense. It's more like in general, as the world changes and we look at it should, in that way, how we experience through our daily lives and how we interact with the people around us.
As part of the exhibition, Jamal, two of your artists will be holding dialogues with the people who come to the exhibition. What kinds of topics will be on the table for discussion?
I think for a lot of people, they don't know a lot about installation art in that sense, especially in Malaysia. They think that installation art is something that they cannot collect or they cannot attain in that sense. But for me, it's like to open up and to tell people what installation art is about and give more exposure in that sense, like how it's done and what it could be done and what this will transpire into in that sense. Because art is not just about paintings or sculptures, you know.
And the other artist, Jasmine, will be focusing a lot on the techniques that she uses in her both her printmaking as well as her sculptures. So that's what this
is. Is this very much a technical discussion of creation of art as opposed to the ideas behind them?
I think for me it's all around from the beginning, the concept, the idea, how it's developed and what inspired me. Probably people need to know that because they need to understand sometimes like what makes the artist create in the first place, you know, and what they could gain from it. And some art is inspiring, you know? They always wonder who's behind this and how do they do it and things like that. I think there's a need to find out that kind of thing. That's why I think that's the dialogue is about.
Jamal, in the catalogue, you wrote about the art saying that these all have very strong messages. Does art need to have strong messages?
From my perspective as a gallerist, I think that art could be categorized into what you see visually as well as what content or what messages the what you see is trying to convey. If you look at fine art, I think that there needs to be some level of aesthetic content for it to have particular intrinsic value. Otherwise, it is just a pretty picture or a pretty sculpture, as the case may be.
Yeah, I also think that the art needs to connect with the audience. If not, I mean, the strong means connection, I think, to the audience with artists not being there but through their work. And I always think that people should look at art because the art has something to say to the audience. not just because it's done by some famous person for famous artists in that sense, then that's not the way you view art in that sense.
Do you begin with what you want to say?
For me, is I need to understand the context of what I want to say, and then I will express that in that way.
So how do you begin your creation?
I'm from architectural train in that sense, so I need a context to tell me what I need to design, how should be designed or place should be designed. So for my art, I'm also saying the same thing, that if someone commissioned me to do a piece of art like the one that I did recently, Art in a Park, in order to create that piece of work, I think people need to relate to the park itself, and that's why I took the context and I used the material that's found in the garden, lake gardens, and then that's how I started making the piece of art.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Jamal. Fest is an exhibition which starts today, Monday, August 17th, and will run a week till Sunday, August 23rd in the White Box Map at Publica. And the exhibition hours are from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and the artists will hold dialogue sessions at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, August 19th and Thursday, August 20th. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.